by having been the Temptor. Women have paid a great price because in mythology, some of this mythology, they are the ones who led to the downfall.
Of course they did. I mean, they represent life. Man doesn't enter life except by woman. And so it is woman who brings us into the world of polarities and a pair of opposites and suffering and all. But I think it's a really childish attitude to say no to life with all its pain, you know? To say this is something that should not have been. Schopenhauer, in one of his marvelous chapters, I think it's in The World's Will and Idea, says life is something that should not have been. It is, in its very essence and character, a terrible thing to consider, this business of living by killing and eating. I mean, it's in sin in terms of all ethical judgments all the time.
As Zorba says, trouble? Life is trouble.
That's it.
Only death is no trouble.
And when people say to me, do you have optimism about the world, how terrible it is? I said, yes, just say, it's great. Just the way it is.
But doesn't that lead to a rather passive attitude in the face of evil, in the face of
wrong? You participate in it. Whatever you do is evil for somebody.
But explain that for the audience. I mean, you say yes to that which you...
Well, when I was in India, there was a man whose name was Sri Krishna Menon, and his mystical name was Atmananda, and he was in Trivandrum, and I went to Trivandrum. And I had the wonderful privilege of sitting face to face with him as I'm sitting here with you. And the first thing he said to me is, do you have a question? And because the teacher there always answers questions, he doesn't tell you what anything, he answers. And I said, yes, I have a question. I said, since in Hindu thinking, all the universe is divine, is a manifestation of divinity itself, how could we say no to anything in the world? How could we say no to brutality, to stupidity, to vulgarity, to thoughtlessness? And he said, for you and me, you must say yes. Well, I learned from my friends who were students of his that happened to have been the first question he asked his guru, and we had a wonderful talk for about an hour there on this theme of the affirmation of the world. And it confirmed me in a feeling I have had that who are we to judge? And it seems to me that this is one of the great teachings of Jesus.
Well, I see now what you mean in one respect. In some classic Christian doctrine, the world is to be despised. Life is to be redeemed in the hereafter. It is heaven where our rewards come. And if you affirm that which you deplore, as you say, you're affirming the world, which is our eternity of the moment.
That's what I would say.